In memory, it is with deep regret that we record the deaths of the following members, and we offer our heartfelt condolences to their widows, widowers, families and friends. Eric Allen of Littlehampton, who died on the 9th of November, aged 90. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Armoured Corps. Robert Allen of Basingstoke, who died on the 24th of October, aged 100. He served as an engine room artificer in the Royal Navy. Joseph Baines of Preston, who died on the 18th of November, aged 101. He served as an ordnance artificer in the Royal Navy. Norma May Beeforth of Doncaster, who died on the 17th of October, aged 93. She served as a private in the Women's Royal Army Corps. Douglas Brander of Chippenham, who died on the 27th of October, aged 93. He served as a private in the Royal Army Medical Corps. Peter Brown of Bognor Regis, who died on the 15th of October, aged 88. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. Derek Brown of Staines-upon-Thames, who died on the 25th of September, aged 93. He served in the Royal Air Force. Terence Bullingham of Peacehaven, who died on the 10th of November, aged 81. He served as a Chief Petty Officer in the Royal Navy. John Chapman of Berkhamsted, who died on the 10th of October, aged 94. He served as a Lieutenant in the Royal Inniskillen Dragoon Guards. Robert Berlinson Clay of Alden, who died on the 1st of November, aged 86. He served in the Royal Army Service Corps. Keith Clegg of Accrington, who died on the 9th of November, aged 90. He served as a private in the East Lancashire Regiment. Nina Crossingham of Heathfield, who died on the 26th of September, aged 100. She served as a private in the Auxiliary Territorial Service. George Curry of Darlington, who died on the 12th of November, aged 91. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Signals. Robert Dickman of Sheffield, who died on the 16th of October, aged 102. He served as a leading airman in the Royal Air Force. Brian Elliott of Newport Pagnell, who died on the 6th of November, aged 87. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. Leslie Farram of Newcastle, who died on the 24th of September, aged 96. He served as a private in the General Service Corps. James Boyle Anderson Getty of Portsmouth, who died on the 26th of September. He served in the Royal Army Ordnance Corps. Marjorie Gilston of Sheringham, who died on the 29th of October, aged 99. She served as an ACW1 in the Royal Air Force. Alan Gordonfelt of Bushy Heath, who died on the 2nd of October, aged 87. He served as a senior air craftsman in the Royal Air Force. Terence Gray of Bury St Edmunds, who died on the 14th of October, aged 91. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Army Ordnance Corps. Joan Grocott of Stoke-on-Trent, who died on the 4th of October, aged 102. She served as a Wren in the Women's Royal Naval Service. Henry Grundy of Bootle, who died on the 30th of September, aged 94. He served as a Sergeant in the Royal Army Pay Corps. Michael Harmer of Ely, who died on the 10th of October, aged 91. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. John Horn of Frinton-on-Sea, who died on the 12th of October, aged 85. He served as a gunner in the Royal Artillery. Derek Hudson of Plymouth, who died on the 1st of October, aged 84. He served as an able seaman in the Royal Navy. John Jones of Leicester, who died on the 9th of November, aged 98. He served as a corporal in the Royal Army Service Corps. Russell Jones of Newport, who died on the 1st of November, aged 96. He served as a sergeant in the General Service Corps. Peter Jones of Whitchurch, who died on the 29th of October, aged 88. He served as a gunner in the Royal Artillery. David Jones of Llandudno, who died on the 24th of September, aged 88. He served as a private in the Royal Engineers. David Walton Joy of Haywards Heath, who died on the 21st of September, aged 92. He served in the Royal Artillery. Barriga Stephen of Mansfield, who died on the 14th of November, aged 87. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. John Kipping of Clacton-on-Sea, who died on the 2nd of November, aged 88. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Armoured Corps. Roy Lakin of Stone, who died on the 10th of November, aged 91. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. Joseph Lewis of Kington, who died on the 1st of October, aged 90. He served as a private in the Worcestershire Regiment. Leonard Lewis of Gloucester, who died on the 1st of September, aged 83. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Signals. John Lilly of Stockport, who died on the 17th of October, aged 88. He served as a steward in the Royal Navy. James Lowe of Fleetwood, who died on the 1st of October, aged 79. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. James Lynch of Derby, who died on the 7th of October, aged 91. He served as a senior aircraftsman in the Royal Air Force. William Madden of Stanley, who died on the 14th of November, aged 85. He served as a corporal in the Northumberland Fusiliers. Douglas Marsh of Spalding, who died on the 2nd of November, aged 102. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. George Matthews of Spalding, who died on the 8th of October, aged 92. He served as an AC2 in the Royal Air Force. James Murphy of Birkenhead, who died on the 29th of September, aged 92. He served as a Moral Marine. Roger Newman of Biggleswade, who died on the 15th of October, aged 99. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Donald Oates of London, who died on the 22nd of September, aged 87. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. John Pearce of Stowmarket, who died on the 15th of October, aged 99. He served as a telegraphist in the Royal Navy. Keith Piddle of Sherborne, who died on the 15th of September, aged 93. He served as a leading aircraftsman in the Royal Air Force. Ronald Pollitt of Liverpool, who died on the 27th of October, aged 100. He served as a war substantive sergeant in the Royal Army. Alan Potter of Poole, who died on the 1st of September, aged 81. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Air Force. Alex Potts of Sutton Coalfield, who died on the 18th of November, aged 83. He served as a major in the Royal Army Chaplains. Keith Pouplet of Peterborough, who died on the 24th of October, aged 81. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Air Force. Robert Rance of Southampton, who died on the 17th of September, aged 98. He served as an AC1 in the Royal Air Force. Colin Robinson of Reading, who died on the 30th of October, aged 93. He served in the Royal Air Force. John Ryan of Woodhall Spa, who died on the 2nd of November, aged 100. He served as a signalman in the Royal Navy. John Shrimplin of North Shields, who died on the 17th of September, aged 87. He served as an LAC in the Royal Air Force. Richard Skelton of Epsom, who died on the 30th of October, aged 88. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Air Force. Barry Smith of Windermere, who died on the 1st of October, aged 86. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Signals. Alfred Smith of Lincoln, who died on the 2nd of October, aged 89. He served as a corporal in the Royal Army Medical Corps. Patrick Splane of Clacton-on-Sea, who died on the 4th of November, aged 88. He served as a petty officer in the Royal Navy. Leslie Springall of Lincolnshire, who died on the 27th of September, aged 86. He served as a private in the Royal Army Ordnance Corps. Colin Stevenson of Stockbridge, who died on the 1st of November, aged 97. He served as a major in the Royal Army. Derek Livingston Thomas of Liverpool, who died on the 4th of November, aged 77. He served as an assistant steward in the Merchant Navy. Betty Thomas of Alresford, who died on the 29th of October, aged 101. She served as a Lance Corporal in the Auxiliary Territorial Service. Stanley Thompson of Dartford, who died on the 3rd of October, aged 91. He served as a private in the Royal Signals. Donald Trevelyan of Newton Abbott, who died on the 28th of October, aged 94. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. Peter Waldron of Cardiff, who died on the 17th of September, aged 89. He served as a petty officer in the Royal Navy. Michael Warne of Oxford, who died on the 11th of October, aged 97. He served as a steward in the Royal Navy. George Weld Richards of Prescott, who died on the 23rd of October, aged 79. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Signals. Edward West of Bedford, who died on the 1st of November, aged 93. He served as an engineer in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Bernard Wildman of Rochdale, who died on the 15th of October, aged 92. He served in the Royal Air Force. And James Wilson of Motherwell, who died on the 30th of October, aged 87. He served as a cook in the Royal Air Force. Did you know that we can set up online tribute pages for the loved ones of staff members and supporters? Find out more about setting up a tribute page at blindveteransuk.muchloved.org.